Track 5. Dippy the Diplodocus has arrived. He's so big you can't really miss him, but there are loads of linked events to look out for too.
Norwich Cathedral's newest resident is enormous and has a massive welcome for all, whether you're looking for fossils, bones, art, stories, science, faith, or fun. The huge life-size plaster cast of a dinosaur, which died around 150 million years ago, will be at the centre of activities in Norwich Cathedral until October the 30th. For decades, Dippy wowed visitors to the Natural History Museum in London. Now he's in Norwich, and he's brought a packed programme of prehistoric fun. As the day-to-day life of the cathedral takes place around him, Dippy will be at the heart of it all, his feet firmly planted in the 900-year-old nave, his head stretched out facing the huge west doors. Visits to see Dippy are free, with the natural history adventure beginning in the cathedral cloisters before dino seekers come face to face with the famous dinosaur. A time tunnel, created with the help of local artists, takes visitors from the present day through the 900-year-old cathedral and back to the age of dinosaurs. It includes fossils loaned by Norfolk Museum Service and a shimmering wave sculpture created by Mark Reed of Stow Beedon near Attleborough. The sculpture is made up of thousands of metal fish flashing silvery pearlescent scales as they form a wave poised to break and roar to the shore. I love the idea that people of all ages will walk through the wave, immersed within it, and feeling its power as if the wave was crashing over you, said Mark, and they will emerge into the cathedral to see Dippy. Mark, who works in bronze and forged steel in a studio on his family's fruit farm near Ashill, is often inspired by the natural world and sees the wave as rolling visitors back from today past the age of the dinosaurs to the beginning of time, with water both essential to life on Earth and potentially threatening human existence. His sculptures are in hospitals, public spaces and private collections around the world and include a bridge in the Prince's Trust Garden at Sandringham. He's also working on a large tree for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn. After the exhibition, the wave sculpture will be recycled with each of the thousands of fish sold as separate pieces, and proceeds will go to the cathedral and the steel structure will be recycled to create the sculptural bird feeders which Mark and Hannah make. For decades, Dippy welcomed visitors to the Natural History Museum in London as the first of a series of spectacular life-size plaster casts made for museums around the globe over 100 years ago. The original Diplodocus bones were unearthed in the USA and became the most famous dinosaur skeleton in the world. Norwich is the final, pandemic-delayed, stop on a national tour and the only cathedral Dippy has visited on a journey which has taken in 8 museums and galleries and aims to inspire people to think about the great diversity of life that has lived on Earth and to consider their own footprints on the planet. In the cathedral nave, children can follow Dippy's footprints to find more dinosaurs and dinosaur facts and learn about Norwich Cathedral too. Out in the cathedral close, people can learn about some of Dippy's closest living relatives, birds, including the peregrine falcons, who have made the spire their home. You can find out more with the Hawk and Owl Trust at www.hawkandowltrust.org. Dippy on Tour, a natural history adventure. The Dippy Tour includes dinosaur-themed film nights, stories and talks, including fun Thursdays with screenings of Jurassic Park and Paddington, in which Dippy makes a cameo appearance. A quiz night, drawing and photography evenings for people to capture Dippy on camera or canvas, and there'll also be music recitals. Every Saturday from 9 to 9:30 a.m, children can hear dinosaur tales told beneath Dippy's tail, and a series of Tuesday evening talks will focus on faith and science through the ages, ranging from creation stories through medieval monasteries to the climate crisis. More linked artworks include Green Hearts, created by members of Women's Institute groups across Norfolk, and illustrated panels made by Norfolk artist Rebecca Osborne, based on Dippy's time at Norwich Cathedral. And before leaving the exhibition, everyone is encouraged to make their own pledge to help protect the planet. Dippy on Tour, a natural history adventure, is at Norwich Cathedral until the 30th of October. Admission is free and opening times are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday and 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Saturdays, plus 7 to 9 p.m. every Friday from the 30th of July. Guided tours twice daily. For full details, visit the Dippy Micro site linked to the Cathedral's website, cathedral.org.uk.